A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please do subscribe and hit that notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things Kaizer Chiefs. All things Kaizer Chiefs. So, let's get straight into it. It was a very, very disappointing weekend for Kaizer Chiefs. And to a certain degree, we could say that it's been a long time coming with regards to how Kaizer Chiefs have been performing. And I think what we saw against Mamelodi Sundowns and Royal AM are classic illustrations of the simple fact that whenever Kaizer Chiefs play, and whenever they will play, if they keep playing the same way under Stuart Baxter, what we're going to see is they're going to win against sides which are technically poor and don't take their chances. But against a side that takes their chances, Kaizer Chiefs will lose and will really, really struggle then when it comes to that. Because Kaizer Chiefs, it's become a pattern. They start very well in the first half, high intensity, and they create a plethora of chances. And if you look at the past couple of games where Kaizer Chiefs lost, they were supposed to wrap up the game within the first half against Sundowns, against Royal AM. But by virtue of the fact that we struggled from a qualitative perspective in the final third to finish off those chances and poor decision-making, that's what has been Kaizer Chiefs' Achilles and certain personnel within the team as well, you know. So Kaizer Chiefs have really struggled from that perspective. And it's just not good enough that we dominate games in the first half, but you don't put away your chances, you know. And if we're to be honest, this goes back to when we played against Baroka at FNB and we won that game 2-1. I just think that 2-1 win was just paper over the cracks, because it didn't address the real issue, because we missed so many chances. It's just that from a qualitative perspective, in the final third, Baroka do lack that cutting edge at times. Yes, they've got to evidence Mahopa, who's a very good striker, but at times, Baroka aren't the best when it comes to finishing off those chances. So whenever we play against opposition that aren't clinical in front of goals, it's going to feel like Kaizer Chiefs are on the right track. It's going to feel like we're making strides in the right direction. It's going to feel like it's progressive, because chances are going to be created. And at certain moments of the game, a passing game, which is fluid, will be instituted. So those things are really a false glimmer of hope. Because if you're to thoroughly analyze what's going on at the club, it's just very, very poor, you know, from a decisions perspective, management perspective, and within the final third. We can't be creating so many chances as a huge institution and not be finishing them off, especially when you consider the fact that your target man, which is Nukovic, is being played off the left wing, you know, and balls are being played into the box, you know, game in, game out, quality crosses, which are being supplied by Unjabulo Plom, but those are not being finished. And when you look at the current situation with regards to the players on the bench, we've got so much quality on the bench. One could even argue that the players who are on the bench should be the players who are in the starting lineup, should be the players who are playing week in, week out. And we can't have a situation where an unfit Manyama and a tactically and technically inept a guy are making appearances from the bench ahead of Sekgota and Ngobo and Asabelo Khateb. We can't be having that when you have a look at Kaizer Chiefs. But let's go in then into a tactical segment with regards to where do I think changes need to be instituted going forward. Because I just feel that, you know what, Baxter says he's building and he's gone with his, you know, favorite pair, and he's gone with some of his favorite players, but it just hasn't worked out. And we've signed quality players during the past transfer window. It's time for them to start playing. It's time for them to start the game. It's time to reintegrate Unjabulo, Nkosinpile Ngobo, back into the starting 11, because last season he was a mainstay for us. He played almost each and every single game for Kaizer Chiefs. You know, he was a very important figure who created so many chances. Then you had a Mashiane who, from the left-hand side, at times had very good performances and has so much potential. It's time for those players to be reinstated into the lineup. That's just my personal opinion, because if you look at the way Kaizer Chiefs is currently going, there is no positives to draw from, you know. The only positive that I can draw from in the past couple of weeks has been the performances of Unjabulo Plom. He's been so consistent and he's been so solid down that right-hand side. You know, each and every single game, he keeps improving certain facets of his game. But anyway then, let's have a look at it from a tactical perspective. So I will start from goals and work it all the way up and then discuss the substitutes and the options that we have off the bench. And the scary thing now is that Nange is injured. So how do we then go about looking to combat that situation in the heart of midfield, you know? And you also look at the fact that Cole will pick up a suspension very soon, because he's been picking up multiple yellow cards. And we've come to know that each and every single game, he ends up picking a yellow card by virtue of the fact that he's very combative in the heart of midfield, and he's the one who would often break down and institute defensive action whenever Kaizer Chiefs are being attacked. So, yeah, there's so many worrying factors, but let's have a look at it then, you know, if they could be possible changes instituted, and what would I do going forward? Because change needs to be instituted. So, in goals, I feel like Peterson, in my opinion, yes, he had a bad debut by virtue of the fact that he conceded four. But if you have a look at the four goals, there's not much that he could have done, you know. You look at the free kick from Letswalo. That was a very good free kick, you know. Even, you know, hit the side netting. You look at the ball, which is whipped in from Mashiane in this area, where Mashiane got onto the ball and he played it, and in between Kadoso and Matoho, Letswalo pops up and he finishes. Not much that he could have done with that, because I think the issues with his two centre-backs. And then you look at the deflection, you know, that Kize takes a shot, it deflects off Mabiliso, it goes in. There's not much he can do about that. And then the fourth and final goal, where they hit on the counter, I mean, the ball is placed right into the bottom corner. And, you know, so personally, I would go with him in goals. And yeah, we have to call a spade a spade. Changes have to be instituted in the heart of defense. I think it's about time now that you have to bring in Njabulo Ngcobo as a right-sided centre-half, and then Thabani Dube as the left-sided centre-half. Because at the end of the day, you've gone with Kadoso, you've gone with Matoho, and they've just kept conceding goals after goals after goals, and they keep conceding in the very same manner. And what's very disappointing is, A, they're so experienced, but they keep conceding goals that you think that they should be dealing with, especially with the bucket loads of experience that they have. And secondly, whenever Kaizer Chiefs are high up, so in this phase of the pitch, and we say that the team has pushed up, what often happens is that they get caught in behind with just one vertical ball in behind, you know. It's not even a champagne pass, to say, you know. It's just that ball which gets picked up maybe by the opposition center mid, and he just plays it into this area, you know. He just plays it into this pocket of space and in this zone, and a player gets running. He makes the run in behind, and too often at times they get caught out with that ball, and it's just so disappointing, because if you're going to have a high line and you have slow defenders, then pressure needs to be put on the ball. So whenever the opposition get onto the ball, maybe in that area, pressure has to be put on the ball so that they don't play that ball into that space. Otherwise then, if you're not willing to put pressure on the ball, then Kaizer Chiefs have to drop off at least 15 yards then, you know. If they drop off 15 yards, it becomes better, because then the spatial issue in behind is addressed, because then even when the opposition pick up that ball in this area, they can't then play that ball in behind. You know, they have to look for other options because there's not much space to work with. So at the end of the day, from a defensive perspective, I just feel that Stuart Baxter has to make a decision. You know, are you going to go with the high line? And if so, if you're going to go with the high line, you have to institute pressure high up on the ball. You know, if you don't want to institute pressure high up on the ball, then drop off 15 yards, you know, so that you cover this space, especially considering the fact that you've got Cardoso and Matoa who are slow, you know. But if you want to institute a high line and that's the way you want to go about things, then maybe having Njabulo Ngobo and Thabani Dube is a bit better, because they've got a couple more yards on Matoa and Cardoso. They're a bit quicker than them and they can deal with that ball in behind and with that threat. But irrespective of which center back pairing you institute, it's just a common principality when it comes to having and adopting a high line, is that you have to institute pressure on the ball. If you're going to have a high line, you have to put pressure on the man who's got the ball so that that ball is not played in behind. So when we have a look at it then from a centre-back pairing, I think then you have to go with the pair of Thabani Dube and Ngobo, and then you go with Brandon Peterson. That then addresses the issue of the defensive triangle. So in football, I believe in partnerships, and I believe in duos and trios as well, because these are part and parcel of what create a very positive and very progressive team chemistry. So when you look at the fact that if these three can have a solid defensive triangle, it strengthens the rest of the team, and it also addresses a major issue that we've been struggling with, especially in this area. Kaizer Chiefs has conceded too many goals, which is absolutely disappointing for the magnitude of this institution. And the types of goals that you concede are schoolboy errors. The types of goals that you concede, you shouldn't be conceding those type of goals, you know. I understand if you get beaten with a world-class goal. You get beaten by a worldie, cool stuff. It happens. That's football, you know. But when you're getting beaten with basics, it's just, no change needs to be instituted. Go with the two of them and go with a back four, you know. Go with a back four. That's just my own opinion. When you look at these players and you look at the types of players they are, because what often happens is when you go with a three-man defense at times, what happens is sometimes confusion is caused, and what happens is you've got a left-sided centre-half and a right-sided centre-half. When you have a three-man defense, you never want your left-sided centre-half coming out into vertical zone one to combat a wide player, because centre-backs prefer to be either in vertical zone two or vertical zone three. That's where they are most comfortable at from a defensive perspective. If they've got the ball in build-up phase, cool, you can come out and institute play. But from a defensive perspective, once you get him out here, it stretches the defense. And when it starts to stretch the defense, what often happens is that that's when there's space now to play in. And whenever that ball is whipped in, you'll find that, you know, it's just a practical example that happened actually against Royal AM. Njabulo Ngobo came out wide to try and address that issue. The ball is played. When the ball is played, he is stretched. Litsolo pops in. There's Matoa. And he popped in between. Sometimes they get stretched, you know, and that becomes a huge problem. But let's go back to basics. Let's have a back four where you've got the two center halves in Thabani Dube, Njabulo Ngobo, and then as the left back, you've got either your Hlanti or Mambiliso. But I'd carry on with Hlanti, you know, because I feel like he hasn't put a foot wrong. He's got a goal and assist to his name and has been consistent in certain phases and certain zones of the pitch. And then you have Blom as well, you know. When you have a back four and a compact back four and you say, you know what, let's go then back to basics to say that let's keep the tactical shape and the defensive structure. And can we then look at allowing the offensive players to be the ones who will then look to create those chances and institute that creative play within the consolidation phase whenever they progress the ball and work it up into incision phase, which is the final third then, you know. And let's not always have our fullbacks bombing. And if one goes, then one tucks in, you know. Let it be conservative from a defensive perspective. I mean, you've conceded so many goals, you know. So whenever you have conceded so many goals and you're struggling defensively, I always believe that you need to institute the basics. Go back to basics, go back to a back four, and I believe that is an adequate back four. Moving then into the heart of midfield, where it's very disappointing. And I say that because I'll start with the transfer window. So in the transfer window, Kaizer Chiefs had a chance to sign Perusnak, which is a quality defensive midfielder who I think could have added so much quality to this Kaizer Chiefs side. They had a chance to sign Tabotwele, who is still a free agent, who can play within a double pivot, who can play as a deep lane playmaker, who then often progresses up the field with the ball, who also comes deep to collect the ball and look to institute play. So very disappointing that we didn't go out and sign those players, especially considering the fact that they are free agents. You know, Tabotwele still is out there on the market, you know. If you make the right kind of offer, he is going to come to Kaizer Chiefs. So if they can, go out there and try sign Tabotwele, especially now because there's an issue to address in the heart of midfield. Nange is injured. So it then makes the proposition progressing into the future for Kaizer Chiefs very difficult. But looking at the heart of midfield then, and yeah, very thin, but this is what I would do now, you know. So you have Cole, you'd have to start Cole as the defensive midfielder. That's what I would go with, you know, because at the end of the day, yeah, very, very thin in that position, you know, and it's possibly looking like you might even have to end up pushing Blom in there and then having Frostlight right back. It might even end up looking like that because of the dire situation that we're in. But because I'm a lot more progressive and I'm a lot more on the front foot with regards to my football understanding and with regards to how I would institute certain things at a football club, I would go with one defensive midfielder with Cole in there. And yeah, he would be my defensive midfielder in there. And then for this period, you know, because going into the next game, you're looking at Marumo Gallants. So you can actually go and try, you know. And after Marumo Gallants, then it's an Amazon. So for the upcoming games, yes, I know that it's a bit, it's going to be a youthful approach. But this is what I would honestly go with, because having a look at the situation. And then in the heart of midfield, I would play Ngobo in the left-sided half space as a number 8 in vertical zone 2. And then I'll be brave and even go with the Sabelo Khatebe. So have them as two number 8s in the heart of midfield. And have Cole sitting deep, you know, just in front of the back four, you know. And have these two players who offer so much creativity and so much energy and so much intelligence with regards to how they progress the ball upfield when we look at the current situation, you know. And what I think they will do is, in these half spaces, I think that they're going to help Kaizer Chiefs very much. And especially when you look at the right side, because you could have an overload where Keegan Dolly comes in, you know, which would create even more chances for us. But I just believe that you have to be progressive. You have to be positive, especially against Marumo Gallants and Amazulu, you know. You have to go out there and play, you know, and play on the front foot. And I don't understand this notion of going with two defensive midfielders if you're playing against a side that you know that you'll have more ball possession than, and you know that you're going to dominate proceedings with regards to creating opportunities. So that's what I would be looking to do. Have Keegan Dolly starting off the right, have Sekgota starting off the left. We need change. I mean, it's time for Nukovic to go out, I believe. Bring Sekgota in. The energy, the guile, the zip that he has could offer so much for this Kaizer Chiefs side. And go with Kama Biliat as a false nine, you know. So those are the players which I would be looking to institute. And then when you have Njabulo Ngobo and you have a Thabani Dube who are very solid, you know, you can go with one defensive midfielder. And then you have Blom. And the beauty about this is that Blom defensively, he's so assured, you know, he's very strong defensively. So what you could look to do then is that at times, you know, he could always just tuck in, and he doesn't always have to go forward. And whenever then Kaizer Chiefs lose the ball in the opposition half going forward, you know, you do have four defensive players, you know, who could address the issue. And these two young players, they're going to work. They are going to work. Just because they're offensive-minded midfielders, it doesn't mean that they're not going to work the other way. They will. Because at the end of the day, they love the badge and they want to play for Kaizer Chiefs. They want to prove a point. They want to show South Africa what they are made of. And, I mean, when you look at the work and the shift that those offensive players from Royal AM put in, and it's just, you know, you look at the fact that there's Mahlasela and Mashikinyo, who start in the heart of midfield, offensive-minded midfield, but they work going the other way, so they will work for you, you know. So that is what I would do going forward, you know, for the upcoming two games, because I just feel like, you know, there needs to be change that is instituted at the club, you know. I just don't think that it's healthy for the club to continue in this manner, especially considering the types of players that they have. And also looking at it then from a transfer window perspective, Victor Letswalo is a player that Kaizer Chiefs turned down, you know, that Stuart Baxter passed on and he didn't sign. That is also very disappointing because he would address the issue of finishing, you know. He would address the issue of goals, because in that game against Kaizer Chiefs, Victor Letswalo could have easily walked away with the hat-trick. So, yeah, so these are the types of changes I'd be looking to institute. And yeah, I just believe that you have to be progressive. I mean, you've tried, you've gone with the tried and tested. You've tried the guys that you like. It's time then to change things from a fresh perspective and just have a more progressive and more positive approach. So I hope all goes well going forward with Kaizer Chiefs and that we do manage to recover. However, we've come to the end of yet another episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. Ladies and gentlemen, do let me know at home, how do you feel about Kaizer Chiefs at this present moment? What is the way forward? Which changes need to be instituted? What can we do going forward, you know? And how can we combat some of the issues that we have in certain areas and in certain zones and certain positions where we're starting to look thin, you know? But for me, the biggest thing is, and I'll end it on this, this is my parting shot, Thabo Tswele is still a free agent. Why not go out there and sign him? But anyway, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. Thank you for your support. Signing out.